It's time for Vet Talk. We do Vet Talk each Tuesday morning at this same time. It's brought to you today and every Tuesday as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Jennifer Anderson's joining us in studio, and you brought company with you today.
I did. I brought Shannon Menson with me. She helps out in the office with all sorts of different things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a big, big day Saturday.
Oh, we did, Steve. It was wonderful. We had the Paint Your Pup Pink Walk for breast cancer awareness. First time we had ever thought of anything like that. And I'm going to say the weather was beautiful. Everybody came out. We had about 50 people out there.
Wow, okay.
And I'm going to say probably 20 dogs out there.
All painted up?
Yeah. You know, most of them, they had pink tutus, and we had bandanas with the breast cancer ribbons on them, and some dogs got pink tattoos on their coats, and yeah, it was a fun day.
So let's talk about the day itself and leading up to it. I mean, this was a pretty big endeavor for the first time ever, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Jennifer brought up the point that we need to check for mammary cancer in dogs, and a lot of people in the area really supported our walk. We started on Facebook, and then we did the newspaper, and of course came to KDOM, and we did a lot of advertising in our clinic, and a huge response from the community. We're still getting a response, hoping for another one possibly next year.
It'd be neat if it turned into an annual event.
Yeah.
Now, you brought up that it is a concern for your dogs, too, and especially there's a lot of awareness this month, but it is something that you need to think about when it comes to your pets.
You really do. You really do. And like Jen said on our first pup talk that we had with KDOM, that the best way to take care of that is to spay your dogs. And to your veterinarian can tell you when the proper time frame is, because each breed kind of has a different time frame for spaying. But make an appointment with us and get your dog in, and we can talk with the doctor about all the questions that you have.
Did you have goals as far as numbers of dogs or people participating since it was the first time?
Our only goal was that somebody showed up.
Yeah.
And that definitely worked.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, a great way to raise awareness for your pet and, you know, for their caretaker.
It was pretty amazing, too, that a lot of people did baking, and we have a lot left for the bake sale, too. And so that was awesome. We had a lot of support there.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, people love their animals.
Mm-hmm.
So sure, anytime you can get out on a Saturday and enjoy a nice day, you want to, for sure.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Everybody was happy. The dogs were happy. The people were happy. It was a good day.
Very good. Now, is there other things that we need to be mentioning this morning? We're kind of looking at this as the wrap-up of the event. The awareness is something that we need to continuously talk about. So we're kind of looking that this may be happening again next year?
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, it would be great to have it as an annual event. There's some talk of different businesses possibly, you know, joining in and partnering with us next year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
it'll be
exciting. Just to mention also, November is Pet Cancer Awareness Month, all cancers. So watch for some specials coming out for those senior dogs.
Are you dangling a little bit
of a carrot
there?
Just to get everything checked out. Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, again, if you ever have questions at all, you can always just call the veterinary clinic. And you guys are so helpful when it comes to your pets.
Yep, yeah. The best thing to do is just make an appointment with your primary veterinarian and just talk through all of the things with your pet. And then I'm hoping to compile all the pictures and all of the event information that we had and create just a really cool video for Facebook so people that weren't able to come can kind of relive that with us there.
Very good. Jen, Shannon, anything else we need to add?
I guess just, I think a lot of people are probably wondering how much was raised for the hospital. Everything went to the Health Foundation, Wyndham Health Foundation. And I don't have an exact number because we are still getting some monies in, but we're looking right around $1,100,
$1,200. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. So it, but not only was it fun and informational, but financially it helps out too.
Yeah, and all the money stays locally right here at the hospital.
Very good. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. We do it each Tuesday morning at this same time, brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Wyndham.